Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Paul Enos and I talk with Tracy Davis. She's the superintendent of schools for Washoe County. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Trey Abney and Fred Locken. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest on September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. Information booths, entertainment, food samplings, wellness screenings, flu shots, and the El Dorado Salteria, a theatrical Cirque sensation. That's Senior Fest, September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall at the corner of South Virginia and Peckham Lane. Call Senior Spectrum at 348-0717 for information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Tracy Davis. She is superintendent of schools for Washoe County. Pleasure to have you on the program, ma'am.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
Okay, first question. School started. How are the kids?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been quite exciting. We kicked off full-day kinder for everyone this year, and schools are busting to the seams with students, and if you walk the buildings, learning is taking place, and we're just excited about another amazing year.
Do you have enough teachers?
Well, the last I checked, and you know this happens every week, we keep hiring, we were about down 53 teachers, but we are continually hiring highly qualified teachers to be in front of our students.
Can I talk about that process? I have a friend who, she was a teacher in another public school system in the state for over almost 30 years. She went to get a job with Washoe County School District, and it was a process. You have to film yourself. You have to submit your lesson plans from I don't know how many previous years. Then you have to go to an interview, and then you can go and interview with the school. Do we make that process too cumbersome to get new teachers in?
You know, I've received a lot of emails regarding this process, so we're going to look at the process, but also the quality of the teacher we get. Just because you worked somewhere and your evaluation said one thing, that doesn't give us the opportunity to see what your teaching looks like. So I know there's been some great angst toward this video process. But remember, the video process gives us an opportunity to look, how do you engage with students? What is your classroom management?
But it's not necessarily a video in front of students. I mean, it's you sitting at your kitchen table, right?
Oh, I thought it was a video of you teaching and talking about your philosophy. But we will look at that to streamline it, but we really want highly qualified people, so there has to be some balance, I'll say. So we're looking at how we streamline that.
Okay, in Southern Nevada, which you have experience in because you came from Clark County School District, there's hundreds of teacher shortage there. What does Nevada need to do to be able to not have this imbalance going into the school year each year? It seems like every year there's a major shortage.
So I'll start with this. I think there's a teacher shortage across the country. If you look at the number of individuals going into the teaching profession, there's a decline across the country. So when we go out to recruit, it's not just Nevada, it's California.
Why do you think?
There's a variety of reasons, but when you think about the teaching profession, at one point it was this noble profession, and then as we evolve as a society, there are new professions that seem more exciting, and so students decide to go into different things. And we are, like, as we look at how we market our signature academies and our CTEs, we're affording people jobs that we don't even know necessarily exist yet. If you think about 21st century learning and 21st century skills, and you think about the welder isn't just a welder, it's the welder with a Mac in its hand, right? Like Torch from Fantastic Four. So I think it's just the job desire. And so we have to figure out for those people who still have a love for teaching. And it's one of those jobs that you give back to the future if you think about it. And it's kind of a profession that has lost its zing and love. But I feel that the more we talk about it and people understand the work that goes into teaching for kids, you are impacting history if you really think about it. So we have to work on that as a country.
And I agree, because, you know, when you look at the Teslas and the Switches that are coming to Northern Nevada, they're changing the face from a service economy to a whole different economy. Now, is it incumbent upon the school district at your level to make changes to accommodate that, or is that something that goes with trade schools and universities and community colleges?
I actually think it's a collaborative effort of all of us, how we work together seamlessly as we look at a pre-K through 16 institution. What are we doing with those opportunities to afford schools? Like, kids should be talking about careers early on, and we talk about signature academies in high schools, but we need to start talking about what that looks like in elementary school. And I know we have our traditional job fairs, but what type of jobs are truly out there? When I went to school, it was a doctor, lawyer, dentist type jobs. But if you think about the jobs we're
those are great jobs.
They are, and I need those people around, right? And we will always need those. But there will be other job markets. And we think about highly skilled careers, and you think about students having an opportunity to come out of high school making maybe $50,000 at Tesla, right? And then going on to pursue higher education. But are we making sure that they have those skills afforded to them? And that's our job, and working with the universities to make sure we're aligned all the way. So there's a great partnership with TMCC.
And that brings up remedial education. Are we ever going to get to the point where somebody graduating from high school is prepared for college?
I think we are making a great dent in that. If we look at the progress we've done, and we will have our graduation announcement, not only are we graduating more kids, but we're graduating more students that are ready for tier one universities with less remediation. And I think that goes back to the partnership we are having with the universities about what is expected of a kid that graduates when they walk through, to make sure it's a seamless journey between the high school experience to the college or highly skilled career.
This weekend I saw a stat from the Southern Education Foundation that shocked the hell out of me. It said 51% of the students in this country, and Nevada tracks right along with the national average, are low-income, below the poverty line students. Are we seeing that in Washoe County, and what are some of the tools that we have to address those challenges?
Well, we know we have lots of students who live in poverty in Washoe County, and part of that is we track students based on free and reduced lunch, and that's how we deem a student to be somewhere in poverty. As a result of that, there's many programs. As you know, we have breakfast after the bell, which ensured the kids ate before they started.
We also have breakfast after the bell, too, right?
After the bell. No, we get all caught up. It's early in the morning. But breakfast after the bell ensures that a kid gets a meal after they get to school, because we don't know if they ate at home for a variety of reasons. We have partnership with our Nevada Food Bank, Four Squares, looking at what happens. And I think part of what we have to do as a community is collaborate, because sometimes people don't know where the resources are. So we're working with community agencies to ensure they know where resources are. However, there are things put out for our schools to ensure schools are taken care of. Like, we have our Zoom bill that provides money for English language learners. Victory schools are identified by poverty and zip code. And so I think there are many things to afford students that may live in poverty, they can be successful. And my mentality is poverty is not a reason you can't be successful. So we have to provide students with those tools.
I think you should have that on your desk.
Actually, I think it says achievement is not a place, it's a belief. So no matter where you come from, you should have the opportunity to be successful.
Absolutely. Amen. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. More with Tracy when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest on September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. Information booths, entertainment, food samplings, wellness screenings, flu shots, and the El Dorado Salteria, a theatrical Cirque sensation. That's Senior Fest, September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall at the corner of South Virginia and Peckham Lane. Call Senior Spectrum at 348-0717 for information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tracy Davis. She's the superintendent of schools for Washoe County.
Let's talk about the bill that has been hitting the headlines, and that was Senate Bill 302, which is the Education Savings Account, or as people are calling it, the vouchers bill, where you can take $5,000 if you're above the poverty line, I think it's $5,700 if you're below, and take that from a public school, take that from the distributed school account, and use that towards tuition at a private school. What does that do for Washoe County schools?
So I'll say that we have to track the data. We know that this is new, so we have no numbers on how many kids might be leaving us or how many kids might be coming back to us. What we do know is enrollment is up in a variety of ways, whether it's full-day kindergarten or across all grade levels. I am a product of a Nevada school, Clark County Public School, and I believe my job is to ensure that all 64,000, because I think we're at 64,000 now, kids who walk through a school district, a public school, is ensured a education that has them ready to have 21st century learning skills, that they are ready to go on to a college or a highly skilled career, and it's not about what happening at outside schools. It's about ensuring that we take care of the kids.
Do you think this helps foster some competition, though? I mean,
this is where I just tell you, bring it on, because we're ready.
Yes, that's where you say it. Yeah, absolutely. I want to hear that. I want to hear, yeah, Washoe County, we are going to have the best public schools in the state.
Our goal is by 2020 to have a 90% graduation rate, and we're going to dig our heels in, and we're on target for that, and we're going to work hard.
What's the graduation rate today?
I can't tell you what it exactly is today, because we're going to have a graduation announcement on September the 14th at Hug High School. But what I can tell you today is that Hug High School and Sparks have traditionally had lower rates than other high schools. But I'm proud to say that there's going to be a huge announcement about
So how are we determining the rate? Because before Heath Morrison got here, we used to have this BS rate that was graduation of kids who started 12th grade and finished 12th grade. And then he said, no, that's not true. Let's go all through high school and who finished.
So for me, it's not even about Heath Morrison. It's about how the state calculates this, right? And it's a cohort of kids who started together in a school, ninth graders who started in the ninth grade and ended in the 12th grade. It's the rate that the state gives out. So I don't know about former
superintendent. Well, Heath was the first person to say, we're going to be honest about this.
Okay, well, I wasn't here, so I'm going to be honest about my, because I was the deputy superintendent for the past 3 years too. So the work that we have done will be hard, real numbers, numbers that will be verified with the state, and we will show the
9th through 12th.
Well, 12th grade, right, in that cohort, right? So if they are, and I think this is what's complicated for people. So if I started school at Sparks in the ninth grade, and I graduated last year, but I left Sparks and say I went to California, if I don't properly withdraw, I count against that graduation rate. So you have to identify where kids are. So it's not just dropouts. Kids transfer. So it's a little more complicated.
Keeping track of.
Right. And so we've done a great job previously during the Heath Morrison era of cleaning data. And that's finding kids who went to other states, right? So the data we have in the past 3 years about hard work that's happening in our schools, teachers are working hard to get kids to the finish line, and the numbers are true numbers. And we're excited about closing achievement gaps for all students in a variety of ways.
Tracy, your attitude says to me that the whole prospect of choice is going to work, because you're not sitting here going, oh my goodness, you know, we're going to get hammered. You're saying bring it on. You know,
Absolutely, I believe. I'm a former teacher and a former principal. I believe as an educator, if your kid walked into my classroom, I would care if you're a kid, if you were poor, if you were Barack's daughter or whoever you were, I should be providing you a world-class education so that you go forward in the world, right? So it's not about where you go to. So I believe with the staff that we have, we are dedicated to providing a quality education so students are ready for 21st century learning skills.
Okay, I got one more quick question here, because we only got about a minute left.
Sam, this is fast.
It is, ma'am, and we want you to come back, so I'm telling you that right off the bat. You know, I work in part of my other life in the advertising business, and I'm working with the Hispanic community right now in Las Vegas to promote an Anglo business. And what's amazing to me is how little connection there is between the Anglo community and the Hispanic community as far as business goes. Is there a major gap in the schools, or are the kids coming together so that the next generations that we see coming out of high school and going to college will be more intermingled?
Wow, that's such a tough question. When I look at it, I think about how we engage as a community. And sometimes we have to tear down barriers that we historically have had to get to that point. And people don't always understand that work. I would hope that we are working our way to that, or we have. You look at us. Look at this blend, right? But we're talking about what's right for kids. That's going to take some time, but I do believe we are working toward that. Our commitment is to engagement of communities, regardless if it's special education, if it's Hispanic, African-American, Pacific Islander. I mean, we serve a diverse population. We need to figure out how, when we get to 90% proficient, I'm not talking about 90% Anglo. I'm talking 90% district. And that's every child by name if it's graduation.
And that's where we have to leave it for today. Come back soon, okay?
Okay.
We got plenty more to talk about. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you so much for being here.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
I got online and started shopping for my car that I wanted. So I went down on Friday after I got off work, really easy, filled everything out there. It took me about 5 minutes, and it was done.
Down in Auto Mall, we've got it all. At Dollar Loan Center, we know that money doesn't grow on trees, and we don't need a kangaroo or a scientist to tell you how great we are. We have trained loan specialists that do that for us. Give us a call today and see how much you can save with us because we charge less than everyone else. We guarantee it. For more information about our signature loans or auto title loans, visit us online at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
This score update brought to you by Pro Spinal.
Back pain has taken a significant lead over you.
That's right. Your back brought on serious pain in the first three quarters. It's shown a resistance to epidurals, physical therapy, even pain meds.
The pain has been so strong, it's completely shutting down your game.
Looks like the only play you have left is Pro Spinal. How much time is left on your clock? Ready for a comeback? Pro Spinal believes you can make one and will help get you back in the game.
Come see why Fallon Auto Mall was voted Nevada's number one Ford dealer in 2013 and the number one Toyota dealer in 2014. Fallon Auto Mall, a different way of doing business.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great pundit panel. As always, Fred Lochinus here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College, and Trey Abney, director of government relations for the chamber. Bring it on! Is what the superintendent of Washoe County said in terms of charter schools. Wasn't this the whole point?
It really was. I personally was very impressed by the response. I mean, I tend to agree with what you would have anticipated, a lot of hand-wringing over this challenge. The public education system in Nevada has some real challenges to overcome, more so than many of the charters. The charters sometimes are able to hand-pick the students that they're taking on. But I love the attitude, and I frankly think it's a very positive way to actually create more choice in Nevada for education.
And isn't this kind of attitude going to help you, because the chamber is part of the group that is going to help to raise funding for the school system in Northern Nevada? Doesn't that attitude help you?
Well, absolutely. It shows taxpayers and voters that the school district is serious about educating students, because you're hearing a lot of noise about this bill. We have 64,000 students in the school district, something like 100, 200 right now maybe utilizing it. So I think people see this groundswell, but it's really a very, very small percentage of people that are going to utilize it. The vast majority of our students will still be educated in the public school system, and we have to make that system work for everybody.
And, Paul, the question I always have is, you know, are there enough charter schools in place to be able to take...
Well, it's not just charter schools, because a charter school is a public school, right? So, I mean, it's also your private schools, your Brookfield Academy. My wife and I send our kids to a parochial school. We have had, at our little school here in Reno, we have had a tremendous amount of interest of people who want to come into our school. We've also had a lot of families leave to be able to get that 100 days in so they can qualify for that $5,000 voucher. So, I mean, it has kind of created some consternation and headaches in the private school world. How to deal with some of these new parents? How do you deal with some of the parents leaving? Also, interpersonal issues as far as people who have sacrificed to send their kids to private school who don't have a lot of money are not going to be able to qualify for the voucher, whereas people who do have the means will be able to qualify for it now. So you have some of that interpersonal conflict that is happening over this bill as well. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes.
How do you justify taxpayer money going to a parochial school?
Well,
I mean, how do you
explain
the taxpayer?
Fred, it doesn't go to the parochial school. It goes to the parents, and then the parents have the choice of where to send it. That's how the bill is.
Well, it worked for the mob very well, but I think in the educational process, the ACLU is right to challenge it.
Okay, and Paul used the phrase vouchers a couple of times here in what he was saying, but these are not vouchers; they are
education savings accounts.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole battle of the ACLU, right?
Right. And under the circumstances, we all anticipated when it came up in the session that it would have to be challenged in court. This would be a profound precedent that would have national implications.
And in fact, the whole nation is why the education system is.
It is, because it's gone both ways in states, depending. And it's been likened to Medicaid dollars going to like a Baptist hospital or something like that. That hospital is going to treat those patients, but it's still a parochial type hospital.
But ultimately, I think this is a good thing. I mean, you're still going to get the same education at a parochial school that you're going to get at a public school, although you're going to have, you know, a greater dash of religion in there and morals. But once again, that is that parent's choice. I think the ESA bill, we'll call it the right name, I think this is good. This is good for Nevada school system. And I'm very happy to hear superintendent of schools say we're up to that challenge, because it does put our government monopoly of the public education system and those dollars in jeopardy if they're not able to prove themselves. And that is a good thing.
Let's talk about your president, Reyes Sheehan, announced that she's going to be resigning and going to do charitable work in Panama. She's ridden an amazing ride in her, what, 7 years?
She was just starting her eighth. Yeah. I think the campus community is surprised by the announcement, but not surprised by her interests and commitments that she outlined were a reason for deciding to retire.
Any thoughts on who the next president might be? Would he be somebody internally? Is the system set up?
Well, the chancellor and chair of the board will be on campus on Thursday of this week to have that conversation with faculty and staff, so we'll be finding out pretty soon.
And it's an interesting time for her to step down, because this is when the community colleges are coming into their own across the state, but in particular in Northern Nevada, because of the switches and the test list.
Well, that's right. This is our time to step up, and Dr. Sheehan has been wonderful, not only with growing that school, building the buildings that need to be had, but actually meeting with Tesla, meeting with specific industries and saying, how can we train your future workforce to meet your needs? And she's been wonderful at that.
And that's what we have to do. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Many people clean their dentures with toothpaste or plain water. And even though their dentures look clean, in reality, they're not. If a denture were to be put under a microscope, we can see all the bacteria that still exists on the denture. And that bacteria multiplies very rapidly. That's why dentists recommend cleaning with Polident every day. Polident's unique MicroClean formula works in just 3 minutes, killing 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria. For a cleaner, fresher, brighter denture every day.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
What's inside the Spectrum Triple Play? All the brilliant HD, internet speed, and unlimited calling you need. Spectrum has all your favorite channels with the most free HD you can get, plus free primetime on demand to watch when you want. All for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. And only Spectrum surrounds you with the fastest internet, starting at 60 megabits per second. That's enough speed for all your devices, with no data caps and a free modem for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. Then add unlimited nationwide calling with no added taxes or fees. Just $29.99 a month. Because nothing illuminates your home like the Spectrum Triple Play. Switch to Spectrum now for free HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999 today.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
On our next broadcast, a fascinating program with Lorinda Wickman. She's the chairman of the Nye County Commission. We'll see you then.